Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again with us.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And Robin, your house is so cozy.
Is it?
It's so cold outside. It's nice and warm in here.
Why is it so cold outside?
Who knows?
I'm sick of this.
Who knows?
State called Maryland.
Yeah, in all defense, it gets hot. And then it gets cold. And it gets hot. And then it gets cold.
Right.
And we're at peak bloom. God damn it. We are in peak freaking bloom. If you don't know what that is, then look it up. We're in peak bloom.
Are you sick of it?
Yes. We're on the tail end of the peak bloom.
Are we?
Yes.
Already?
Yeah. Is this shit about to be over? Yay.
I hate that it goes away, though, because it is so pretty.
We're talking about the cherry blossom cheese. Yes. If y'all don't know what we're talking about. Yes. It's very pretty.
Because what do they look like once they like go away? Just like a regular old tree?
They're not, it's not even green. It's nothing. They're it's like little.
Like reddish.
I think it's the stick. Brown.
Really?
A brown stick. Yeah.
Oh,
I think.
Wow. It's just
it's nothing.
We're just left with just branches?
Branches, baby.
No. They got to be green.
Nope.
Because I have trees in my yard. They're not. They're like. I don't know. They're like white cherry blossoms. I think they turn to like regular leaves.
Okay. All right. Well.
They do.
I want y'all
okay.
to know.
Carly
they turn
says,
like regular leaves. That's what Carly says.
They turn into regular leaves.
And Carly thinks we're crazy.
But they're so pretty while they are in
super
peak bloom. But it's
super.
Just so temporary. It's really depressing.
And I found out after I talked about it. I can't remember when I talked about it. But yeah. I found out that there's 15 stages.
Damn.
And then there's peak bloom. I might have made that up. Okay. There's at least 10 stages, guys. It is. I thought it was just 4.
Right.
But there's at least 10.
Okay.
To 15.
It's pretty cool to see like how all of a sudden you can just be driving somewhere and you're like, damn, where did all these... You know,
beautiful trees
come from.
Yeah. Do you have a reasonably shady moment, ma'am?
I do. So first of all, I need to find this email. Little shady ass listener wrote in. I don't have the email. I don't have the name. I need to print it out. I should have printed it out. And I mentioned this because of my shady moment. And she was like, Robin, can you stop using your family for your shady moments of the week? I mean, Giselle talks about the people at the grocery store. And I'm like, and other things.
And my family.
And your family. Yeah. And I'm like, and I talk about other things when other things go on. But it was just like, I was like, what the hell? I'm like, no.
If it's your shady moment, you can talk about whatever you want.
I can talk about whatever I want. Clearly, I'm with my family most of my life.
Yes.
So they're the ones that's going to provide a lot of shady moments in my life. You know, y'all know I don't like to leave the house. So how many shady moments can you get when you don't leave the house?
Right. True that.
But damn, like maybe she don't have a family herself to understand, and I might be shady. Maybe she don't have a family herself to understand how freaking shady your family is.
Well, maybe she's just angry. It's just so weird.
I was like, that's random.
She didn't eat. She's hangry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Like, well,
So, I'm not going to not talk about my family being shady because they are. Hence my shady moment of the week.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I thought that was the shady moment, this shady lady.
No.
Okay. Here we go. I'm ready.
So y'all know it's like spring break time. Yep. It's like, you know, everyone's like, ooh, it's, I'm ready to get out of here, ready to go on vacation, blah, blah, blah. So I was just like waiting to find out my kids' schedules so I could plan a little spring break trip with them. And unfortunately, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but their spring breaks are not at the same time. So they only have like a few days that overlap.
Okay.
Like literally 2 days that overlap.
During the week.
Two during the week and then two on the weekend. So 4 whole days that overlap.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure it out. I finally figured out where we're going to go, what we're going to do that was going to make everybody happy.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. And then boom.
Boom.
Here comes Corey's spring travel basketball schedule.
Okay.
They have practice every other freaking day and twice on the weekends. We can't go anywhere. And Juan and Corey are like, no, we can't miss practice. He can't miss practice.
Can he miss practice?
Yes, he can miss practice.
Because it's just Allen Iverson said, we talking about practice?
Practice.
Talking about practice.
Yes.
Okay, he can miss practice.
He can miss at least, I'm like, can he just miss one day so that we can like, you know, we can leave, have one full day somewhere, come back. He can make the next day practice, whatever. Right. No, he can't miss any practice.
Okay, have you talked to the coach?
I don't know.
Do you know the coach?
I mean, I don't know his number. I don't communicate with him.
Okay.
But like, you know, well, Juan, of course, being a former college basketball coach, and he's just like, no, he can't miss practice. Like,
yeah, he probably can't miss practice because then he might not play. Does he play?
Well, this is like a new team. Corey is new to this team. All the kids are pretty much new to the team. And it's a elite team.
Okay.
An elite Nike sponsored team. So it is highly competitive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess if it was just like a random rec league team or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. He don't even have to go to practice. Just show up to the games.
Yeah. Okay. He needs to go to practice.
But this is like an elite Nike sponsored team. And they're like, no, Corey doesn't want to miss practice. Juan doesn't want him to miss practice. So me and Carter are like, what the hell? So then I'm like, well, Carter, where are we going? Let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like, but Corey,
Corey ain't even going to be home. He's going to be at practice.
He wants Corey to go. So Carter don't want to go anywhere with just his mom.
Let me talk to Carter.
That's what I'm like. So it's time like this where I'm like, I need a damn girl.
The girl would be like,
let's go.
Let's rock out, mom. You want to borrow one of mine?
Yes.
Well,
look, I might tag along for y'all trip.
Yes. Come on. Come on. We leave very soon. So yeah, get your ticket.
Right.
No, it's not right.
It's so messed up. I'm going to sneak away by myself somewhere. Somehow.
I love that. You deserve that, Robin.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
I'm perplexed about my shady moment.
Okay.
Okay. So I was at the gas station 2 days ago.
Okay.
And this man, and there was a big truck being filled with gas.
Okay.
And I heard a dog barking, not that that matters in the story. And I pull up I'm jumped out, you know, I'm about to fill up my little gas. Mm-hmm. And this man like jumps out the truck and he's like, don't do that. I got you. Lauren London's mama. I got you. I got that gas for you.
What?
Lauren London's mama.
Lauren London's mama?
No, sir. I'm not. He said, okay. But damn. You're a beautiful woman. You're the best looking woman I seen all month.
All month. Oh, shit. Not all month.
He's repeating himself. I'm looking like big eyes. Like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Then he said, you know what? You so beautiful. I'm going to make $1 million today. Yes, I am. $1 million. Yes, I'm going to make that million.
What?
I said, what's happening to my life right now? What? I got in my car so fast, got the hell out of there. And
So wait, was he trying to pump your gas?
I did not allow that, okay? And then I looked back and I realized this was a recycling truck. So, okay.
You're picking up recycling things.
I don't know where you're going to make your millions. No shade to Lauren London. Love her. But I'm not old enough to be her mother.
Right. Probably. Let's see. How old is she?
I don't know. She's probably... we're going to find out how old she is.
She got to be like 40.
And
right?
Why am I the best looking person that you've seen in a month?
In a month.
I couldn't get six months.
All you got was a month.
I couldn't get a year.
A year?
She's 39. So, man.
I mean...
No, if I cannot.
If you were a little fast,
I would be hot in the pants.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pick which part of that you want to be shady. Because it was all a mess. Now, it did make me chuckle, though. But you know what? Like, later on in the day, I'm like, what if this man does make $1 million? How do I get my 10%? Like, it was all a mess. Anyway, people, we have a lot to discuss today. Because, first of all, can I say, I'm not really, you know, we don't really talk about the show. But on the show, me and Ashley debuted G&A.
Yes.
Yay. So G&A is out here in the streets. We are planning big events coming up.
Okay.
We're doing like workout events.
Oh, fun.
And we'll have like some vendors and all kinds of things. So, you know, stay tuned for that.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm happy about it. And I have like a couple of workout instructors that are like really amazing that will come. And like, you know, it's going to be like a fun Jimmy Jam.
Okay.
Okay, not a Jimmy Jam. What is it? A fun... moment.
Fun.
Jam.
Fun event. A very pleasurable experience.
Yes. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. GNAapparel.com if you want to like go on and get your life.
Yes.
That's awesome. It on that. Yeah.
All right. So like the stuff that we saw on the show, is that available on the website?
It is not. We're still working on that. Because, you know, we have to source and vend. And a lot of things that we saw on the show were specialty made. Because that's like the style that we want and the looks that we want. And we had like people like put it together and make it and all that. So to showcase.
Got it.
It was not a full fashion show. It was a showcase.
A showcase. Okay.
It was a demonstration.
Got it.
It was we showing y'all what we're working on. Anyway.
Okay.
G&A is doing this thing.
Yes. Congratulations.
Okay, so now can we talk about Potomac? Because the reunion looks.
Yes.
Were they?
Revealed.
Revealed.
Yes. Bravo officially revealed the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion looks.
Yes, they did.
Which I, you know, in general would say we're 10s across the board.
Yeah.
I think we all looked fantastic collectively
as
a group. I mean, if you want to like pick apart people's individual looks, like that's on you. But I think we did a excellent job. I was actually, you know, I think we, well, you know, well, oh, I talked about my experience with my outfit.
Yeah.
Six times.
I'm confused by it.
Why?
Well, no. I'm not confused by what you had on.
Oh.
I'm confused as why you had to go and get 6 fittings.
Well, I can explain why.
Okay, sure.
Now that you've seen it. But first, like, all right, first I want to talk about the color, right?
Yeah, black.
So when they told us the color was black, at first I was like, oh, great, perfect. This will be easy.
Yeah.
And then I start going online, you know, and just looking at different things and just getting inspiration. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but black is boring this year. And I was seeing so many beautiful dresses in other colors.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like if they could just make this in black, that would be beautiful.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, that went on, I went on for, I think they told us what, in just, when did they tell us the color? Like in early January, probably?
I can't remember.
No.
No, they did not. They told us in December.
Yeah, okay.
Because some people then booked their plastic surgery after that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and they did their surgery in January.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So we, in December.
Got it. Okay. So they told us in December. So they gave us plenty of time.
Right.
Yes.
So I spent, you know, I spent a good few weeks just looking for something that was beautiful and black.
Yeah.
And then I would start seeing things in other colors and saying, okay, well, can this be made in black? Can this be made in black? Blah, blah, blah. Finally, I found an outfit. Oh, finally, I started communicating with a local stylist.
Uh-huh.
And we both saw this at different times. We both saw this red outfit. It was like, it was an ensemble. So
okay.
It was the top, the pants, the train. It was in red. And I was like, oh, this would be so cute if it was in black.
Right.
It's different. It's edgy. It's like really more my personality. And like, I'm thinking that to myself. So then I'm having a conversation with the stylist. And she's
yeah.
like, I saw this red outfit. It's really cute. I wonder
right.
if they could do it in black. And so she sent me the picture. And I was like, oh my gosh.
It's the same one?
It's the same exact outfit.
That's wild.
It was so crazy
yeah.
that we both picked this same outfit and was like, can we do this in black?
Yeah.
So anyway, she identified a designer who could do it. He's uh-huh. local in Baltimore.
Oh, it was a guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He really does more menswear, mm-hmm. but somehow has gotten into custom clothing and wedding dresses, wedding gowns, and all this type of stuff. And he actually has an interesting story with his staff. The seamstress that was working with me,
mm-hmm.
she had to communicate with him by using like a language translation mm-hmm. thing because she didn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, what is she speaking? Is she Russian? He's like, no, she came from Ukraine during the war.
Oh, wow.
Right. So that was pretty cool. Like she left Ukraine, left her family, I think, came to Baltimore and was like hitting him up on Instagram.
What?
Saying, you know, I don't know, just pretty much reaching out like, I'm a designer. Can I
yeah.
come work for you? And he thought it was like a scammer or something. You know what I mean? It like took a while for him to like really realize she
yeah.
was serious. But she was in school at like Baltimore City Community College,
yeah.
taking classes there, taking English classes there, and then somehow got connected with him. And she was fabulous, but it was just the
yeah.
language barrier. It was just funny. Like
yeah.
she would have to like speak into her phone and then show him the phone and then he would speak in the phone. And
oh,
then,
that's cute.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look
so
at
anyway.
Look at us. Look
right.
at technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But I thought that was cool. So anyway, so she identified the designer. The business is called Different Regard. And yeah, and then he was like, oh yeah, we can make that happen. So why do we have to do so many fittings? It's because like there was just so many. All right, so like the pants I had on that were like had the shoes
yeah.
built into them, they had to like get them just right. So like the first time I went, and this is like when I was like worried, the first time I went, it's like hanging out, like it's like loose, it's
yeah.
like the crotch is all low and the, you know, everything is just, you know what I mean? Like
right.
they have a pattern maker, but they need you to like step into the outfit so they can like pin it and tuck
yes.
it and trim it and do all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So like, you know, multiple times I would go and it's like, nope, we need to bring it in some more. We need to bring it in some more. And
right.
so that was the pants. And then the train, you got to figure out the right length and the right, you know, it's
yeah.
just like, it was like an intricate, it was three pieces. And then the bustier part was, you know, we got to figure out how it's going to lay and how, you know, just the size of it and
right.
the pleating and the design and where do you want Sheesh. The stones and where do you want...
you got it handled.
It was a lot. And I was like, okay, I didn't know. I was like, I thought I could just be like, take this picture, hear my measurements,
and
let me
and
know
get,
when I can pick it up.
Right. right.
When can I pick it up?
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
But even with the shoes, it's like they had to be my perfect size.
Yeah.
You know, I had to make sure the shoes fit before they built the shoes into the pants.
So was it hard to like go to the bathroom?
So that was something I didn't think about.
Because I just like pulled my dress up and peed.
Exactly. Okay. So I didn't really think that through beforehand. Yeah. Because in order to go to the bathroom, I had to take everything off because my pants were high-waisted.
Okay.
And they were under my bustier.
Right.
Which, they were under my train, which was under my bustier.
Oh, damn.
Do you know what I mean? So I had to take the train off, take the bustier off, and the bustier laces in the back.
I remember.
It's not just like a zipper.
No, so it was a lace. It was like back in the day.
Yes.
Garters, what they call it?
Corset.
No.
Well, yeah, like corset. A corset. Yeah, yeah, yes, corset. A corset. They, you know, they pull you in tight and
all the things.
So the first break we took, which is like our big break.
Yeah.
It's like an hour.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about at the reunion. You were there?
I know I was there, but it's a blur. At the end of the day, it's a blur.
Yeah. The first one is like an hour.
Okay.
That's like a lunch break.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Lunch break. Right. Yes.
That's like an hour.
Yeah.
So I fully disrobed.
Yes. Like, you had your robe on.
Yeah. Put my sweatpants on, my robe, everything. And I was fine. Then later, the next breaks we took, after that, I was like, I'm not going to drink anything for the rest of the day. Because once I put this outfit back on,
right,
I'm not taking it off again and again to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I just had to just not drink. And
a little dehydrated.
Yes, I was. Because it's like all that talking you do.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, well, I need some water.
Not everybody was talking, just for the record. I was talking, Robin was talking. Never mind, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, we're not going to go down the line. But all that talking you do, all that sitting, it's like, and I drink a lot of water throughout the day, period. So I couldn't drink my water.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go to the bathroom. So I just ended up like holding it for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
so
good job.
Yes, but I was so happy, so impressed with everyone. Yeah. And
you know what? I realized when I saw the pictures online that I did not see Karen standing up until I saw her, the picture.
Her picture.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Because like I just, you know, she sat next to me. So I just saw her like really from the waist up. And then like any other part of the day, I just never saw her standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
Yeah. I saw her walk in and it was like, oh, this is, it was different. It was more, what's the word? Like it felt artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said that her... Because I was with her when we did the Wendy's commercial.
Yeah.
And she, we kind of talked about it a little bit. And she was having something made and that didn't come in time.
Okay.
So she had to go out and get that dress.
Right. So she bought that like the day before?
I think so. Oh, I think so. Or maybe she had it or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But she.
But that was not her first option.
That was not the first option.
Mm, no. I wonder what the first option looked like.
It was like we had some sequins going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Karen's typical. It was not a typical Karen dress.
The one she wore.
The one she wore. Right.
Not at all.
So I thought that was like great.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. But I like, I feel like that, it didn't look like she was trying too hard. Like sometimes.
Yeah. True.
I feel like.
She looked relaxed in it.
Yeah.
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 For sure. With her new.
Yeah.
She's new, guys. And she has talked about it. So we're not like spilling tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought Karen's was interesting. Mia's was beautiful.
Yeah. But Mia, when she sat down, her vagina was exposed. And so she like, if you look at the reunion, you see like her hand is over like the middle part of her dress, like the entire time. And so she was like, Andy, I'm going to expose myself to you. And he's like, yeah, I'm not looking at you,
right.
Sis. I'm not looking at I'm not interested it's in like your I'm vagina. Not- okay. No coochie
Didn't
looking.
Even know you had one. Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. I think that, who was that? NECA.
Mm-hmm.
NECA looked... very like regal, like not regal, that's actually the wrong word, like matronly, not matronly.
that's
not a good word.
That's good.
NECA looked more like she was going to a ball in Europe, you know what I mean? Like it was very just structured and and she wasn't showing much skin,
right?
And
yeah, she was very covered up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah.
So NECA, so I don't okay. When they told us, all they told us was that the color was
Wait. We get this email about the theme.
Right.
Giselle doesn't read the email. Did you read the email?
I read the email and it said black.
I didn't read the email. I just went to look at the color and it said black.
Right.
I was done. NECA read the email, as she should.
I thought
should,
I read the email,
read,
too.
Read all of our emails. So she said, it said artsy or something.
It said
art. Like, she interpreted the email Met Gala. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't read the email, so I didn't give a damn. So I just saw black, okay? And so I went and got, I actually called my stylist in New York, and I'm not going to tell y'all his name because I want him for myself. Is that selfish? Because he's like amazing. And the first rack of dresses that I tried, I went to him twice. The first rack of dresses I tried on, they were amazing. There was a Tom Ford dress that I was going to wear, but it was velour or velvet or something. It was either velour or velvet. And I just felt like, and I loved it. But I felt like by the time this airs, it's going to be April.
Right.
And that's just going to read to winter.
War. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I forego that. There was a Dolce dress.
But that was more like what NECA had, something that was, that felt more wintery.
NECA's?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually, what material was Wendy's dress?
Velvet. Like velvety. Yeah.
It was like a velvety Tom Ford, top of the line situation. So I forego it because I'm thinking it's going to look too wintery. And then there was a Dolce number that I freaking loved. But... what happened with the Dolce? I couldn't get my size in time. It was going to be like a situation which, is it going to make it? Is it not going to make it?
Right.
And I didn't want to stress myself out. So I said, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Then I went back home, came back to New York for something, and then he rolled out some other dresses. And I just looked, you know how you just look at the rack?
Yeah.
And I was like, which one you like the best?
Right.
He said, I like this Versace one.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's the only one I'm trying on. So I tried it on. I said, this is fantastic. Done.
Right.
So I had lost weight. Oh, remember I did my no sugar and my no alcohol. So I lost weight. So I was going to get dropped down a size. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just leave this be. I don't give a damn. I should start. Maybe I should start caring just a little bit more. And but I love the dress.
Yes.
And then I got all the, you know, he helped me get all like the Versace accessories, the shoes,
you
the
were Versace
jewelry.
From head to toe.
Head to toe. Play with somebody else.
Head to toe.
Versace, Versace, Versace.
The earrings, right? The
earrings,
necklace,
everything.
The feet, the shoes.
The shoes, everything.
Everything.
The bracelets, everything.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it was gorgeous. And you described your aesthetic as mob wives.
Mob wife aesthetic.
Yes.
Like, get into it. Don't mess with me today.
So two things. So first, back to the email. So I just pulled the email out and it says theme. Art gallery to tie in with your Monarch photo shoot color black. So what I saw that and I knew that, but I didn't interpret that as wear something artistic or like wear something like you should be in an art gallery. Although I feel like my outfit was
you fit. It fit
the art gallery.
Mine
theme.
Did too.
Yeah,
mine did too. I read that email. Mine fit too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So NECA. Yeah, like I feel like Karen's looks art gallery.
Mine does too.
Yours does too.
Because I read the email.
But I don't think, let's see.
Truly original, I'm sorry.
Ashley's is not art gallery.
No, but I think Ashley looked really pretty.
Yeah.
When she showed me her mock-up before, she showed me her mock-up before she got it. You know, they make a picture of the dress, like the mock-up. And I was like, Ashley, is this dress going to wear you or are you going to wear the dress? Which one? Which one's going to happen?
Yeah.
But she was wearing the dress. It was not wearing her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So back to yours.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. So your dress, I had already been to the reunion, so I knew what you wore.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Fashion Bomb Daily, a few weeks, maybe like a week or so prior, they showed Victoria Monet in a light blue of the same dress, that
same
Versace
dress. I just saw it,
dress.
Only because everybody's tagged me because she wore that dress, yeah.
So it's just, I just want to point out how funny people are, and how biased people can be.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing people with Victoria Monet, they were like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. This is amazing. She looks bomb. This is, oh yes. Right? Yes. Okay. On Fashion Mom Daily. And then they posted you in your Versace dress, same dress.
Same dress.
Different color. And it was like, oh, that looks like something from the 90s. That looks boring. That looks, you know.
Haters want to hate.
Right. Oh, we've seen that before.
Have you?
That's not interesting.
What?
Oh, like you could have done more. And I was like, wow. Like, can we just put biases to the side sometime and give people a compliment?
Or just say, I don't like you, Giselle. Just say that.
Right. I don't like Giselle, but I like that dress.
Yeah.
Or she looks good. But it was just so funny to me, the bias and just, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yes.
Yes. Carly agrees.
Carly saw comments that were like, what?
Robin and Giselle didn't bring anything.
We didn't bring anything?
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. So I should have just stayed at home with my beautiful self.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just, it's
so
really
actually,
sad.
Actually
it's
called really Donatella sad. And complained to her. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was Versace'd out.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to talk about.
People are just so cruel and critical. It's
right.
Ridiculous.
Two couples. Okay. One, I don't even know why. Actually, three couples. One, I don't even know why. Well, you know what? Before we get into the couples, Robin. I wasn't going to bring this up because I know this is a sensitive subject for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for Cowboy Carter?
Hell no. Hell to no.
So Beyonce wrote a nice little letter.
Yeah, because she listened to Reasonably Shady.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No.
Okay.
After she announced that her new act 2 is called Cowboy Carter. And in her letter, she mentioned you several times. Yes. She said, Robin, I don't give a damn if you like my music. She said, Robin, I don't care if you listen. She said, Robin Dixon, yes. I like my music.
Good. And I love that for you, Beyonce.
Yes. So she said, Robin, stop being a hater. And she said, Robin, if you don't listen, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Go on about your business and I'm going to go on about mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she said, Robin, don't be mad at everybody who's doing a hold down. Okay. Don't hate on the hold downs. She said all of that.
I might hate on that. Okay. I might hate on that. So we're going to, because y'all cannot pretend like all of a sudden you like country music.
Beyonce wrote you a personal letter and she said, Robin, stop hating on the whole dance, okay?
Yeah, and I'm going to say Beyonce, I'm going to continue to hate on them. Okay.
Beyonce, I'm not hating. That's Robin.
No, but for real, good luck, Beyonce, on your country album. Yeah. I hope it does really well. I mean, I feel she's from Texas, so okay, it's fitting for her to do it.
Right.
And if people want to give it a chance, then great.
I'm going to give it a chance and I will report back.
I can tell you, I have heard more people, more people than not say, oh my God, I'm sick of that song. Like, oh my,
I'm not.
To say, oh my, like when it comes on,
yeah.
Turn, or if someone, it's like on every Instagram reel, oh my God, put it on, mute that thing, switch, turn from it. Okay. I've heard more people than not say, I am over it.
Okay. Let me tell you what I'm turning from. Jalen Hurt. Have you seen him lately?
He cut his beard or something?
Yes, child. He looks like the UPS man.
Right.
Okay, that was terrible.
That ain't a bad thing.
I know, we know. Robin loves the UPS man.
He could deliver a package to me.
He looks totally different. Like, totally different. Like, he's unrecognizable. Like, this is the difference.
Right. Yes.
He looks suave.
He looks like
and
Bob
sexy.
In customer service or something.
Yes. He went from goofball. He was suave. He was sexy. Yes. He had swag. He could get the panties any day of the week. And now I'm looking at this dude like,
yeah,
you're goofy.
That's why.
You can never get the panties.
Okay. And that is why all of a sudden everyone was like, ooh, Jalen Hurts. Like, Jalen Hurts has been playing football for a while. He's been, you know, he was a high-level collegiate football quarterback.
Okay.
He was on the Eagles for a little while, but he didn't have the
swag.
He didn't have the swag because he didn't have the beard.
Yeah, and the little mustache.
Yes.
The mustache.
Yes, and that's why all of a sudden it was like, ooh, Jalen Hurts. That's because, like, okay. You know, his little facial.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to grow that back so he can tickle me.
Imagine,
with
can you just imagine? Can you imagine, what's the Travis Kelce with no facial hair?
Have we seen that? Yes. We have seen that, and it's not cute?
Yes.
Okay, Taylor's going to make sure he is looking cute all the time.
I'm just saying that facial hair can make, sometimes it's like too much. Like there's a fine line.
True.
You know, between like looking handsome and great and then to being like too much.
Taking it too far.
Yeah. Like Juan, when he would have, he grew his beard out at one point and I hated it. I was like, can you like cut that down? And when he cut it down, he didn't cut it all the way off, but he cut it down. Yeah. I was like, okay, yes, I like that. But I also think Juan looks handsome without the beard.
He looks much younger.
He looks much younger. But
he has now, right? Or maybe the last time I saw him, he had nothing, no facial hair.
Yeah, he's pretty much doesn't have any.
Okay.
Yeah, and he looks younger. He looks slimmer. Okay. You know, all of that. So
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I don't, you know, Juan, he looks good with both. I don't like him with a lot. But.
Okay. This is couple number one that we're going to talk about briefly and then we're never talking about again.
Okay.
Because they're going to get back together tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking
Larsa?
About. Larsa and what's his name?
Marcus Jordan.
Larsa and Marcus Jordan, who broke up the other day, but they'll be back together next week.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they broke up, got back together, and then broke up again.
Yes. And Jordan is like, I don't give a damn, as in Michael. He's like, I don't give a damn which way y'all go.
Right.
Marcus, you're out the will if you marry this girl.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think the family meeting is about.
Right. Oh, I'm sure.
And does Marcus want to give up his inheritance?
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Because that's real
Hell
money.
No.
That's legacy money.
I know.
Talk about generational wealth. That's real generational wealth.
That is generational
Anybody
wealth.
Else, shut the hell up.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Now let's get on to another person we're not going to discuss again. Kanye. What's his wife's name?
Bianca Censori?
Yeah,
something
Bianca.
Like that.
I think she's tired of wearing no clothes.
Why do you think that?
Because she doesn't look happy. There is like...
Do you think she's tired of wearing no clothes or she's tired of Kanye?
Both.
Okay.
Because they go together.
Right.
And these, and nobody, this is not like, she's not making fashion statements here. Nobody's like running to the store like, ooh, I want to buy stockings and wear that outside.
No.
Like it's giving, it's abusive
very,
to me.
Yeah, it is. It's odd. It's very odd.
Right.
It does seem very controlling.
Uh-huh.
Very like exploitive.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
It's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye, why can you be dressed in a hoodie, a sweatshirt on top of the hoodie, a mask? I mean, we can barely right. see you, but she got to walk around cold. She's cold. Okay. She wants right. to put on a jacket.
Right. And people are staring at her, not because she looks good, but because she looks insane.
Yes.
She looks inappropriate. She looks like a straight hoe, like a hoe, a slut. Like, it's just, why do you want that? Why do you want to display your wife like that?
It's very, I don't understand it. And I don't understand why she can't put some clothes on.
And then it's like, she doesn't really have, there's just so many elements of him just controlling her. Like, does she speak?
Right.
You know what
we
I mean?
Don't, we've never heard her speak.
Right.
And we heard Amber Rose speak.
Right.
Of course we heard Kim speak. We heard, we even heard the girl, the first girl, girlfriend he had, the brown skin girl who's mm-hmm. beautiful. She was
Alexis.
A model.
Alexis
her name?
Pfeiffer?
I guess that's
that one.
Name. We heard her speak.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to speak, but the
yeah.
new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It's all a control thing. It's very weird.
Every time I see them on my timeline, I get like weirded out.
Yeah.
Because I want her to be able to put some clothes
Imagine
on.
Imagine if you're her parents.
Oh, they mad. I heard they mad. I heard
oh,
they
really?
Mad. I heard her father's like big mad.
Yeah.
But then they say he's not big mad. I don't know.
Yeah.
I am praying that the girl can wear some clothes.
Yeah, no, I'm sure her parents are big mad. I mean, they're, like, you're looking at your daughter being exploited
yeah.
and being a shell of herself. I'm sure she is a brilliant, smart, you know, fun, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just a girl with a great personality. And this girl is walking around like a zombie with a G-string up her ass. Like,
yeah, it's a
really
little sad.
Weird.
Okay, and we're not going to talk about Kanye no more. Now, listen. Ray J, just the last couple of the three, you know, we talked about three couples. Ray J and Princess.
Oh, right.
They're getting a divorce for the eighth time.
Right.
Okay, fine, the 12th. They're getting a divorce again. So he's on a Breakfast Club. Did you see this?
I saw something and he got all upset and walked away.
So Jess, hilarious, she's like, so Ray J, you know, it's been in the news, you and Princess getting another divorce or getting a divorce, maybe again, but
right.
like you keep doing this. He gets up, he takes his jacket off,
God,
he gets
so
on the phone, takes his hat off, put the hat back on,
oh
like
God.
All the things.
What is his zodiac sign?
And then he said, so then, crazy. So not crazy. He's actually
Scorpio.
Funny.
He gotta be a Scorpio. Or
so
something.
Charlamagne was like, so man,
look that up.
Give
Carly.
Us the tea. Give us the tea. And he's like, he answered, he talked for like 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And said nothing.
Nothing.
He said, absolutely nothing.
Nothing. He said something about peaks and
he said peaks and valleys,
yeah.
high road, low road.
Like what?
Peace, happiness.
Okay, so,
I want my kids to be happy, but I'm not going to give up my happy, but
right.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm
right.
happy all day long.
So that means they're getting back together.
It means
that means the divorce is off.
Which one is yeah. it? Stop saying y'all getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, dude, I want to do whatever you want to do.
That's what you said to Puff? At any of his parties?
Oh,
you ever said that?
My God.
Ray, how'd that
Ray, you can get the cameras going right now and wrestle Charlamagne. That'll be a good one.
Ray, I'm just asking. Has those words ever been
said? Don't want to play with you, Ray. That's the second time we try to play with you, Ray.
My God. Jeez, I don't understand.
It is quite strange.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, so you do know where we can't go. Do you know where we can't go, Robin? I want you to guess.
The Bahamas?
No. Well, yeah. Is the travel ban gone? Because Ashley's going to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, she sure is.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be fine. I mean, I'm like Juan, and he's talking about, oh, I know somebody heard about somebody got robbed on the way from the airport to the Bahamas. Yeah, I can get robbed on the way from my house to the grocery store. Like, what are you talking about?
Juan said, I just don't want to leave the couch either. Okay? He's just making up excuses. He don't want to leave.
Like, what are you talking
Nobody
about?
Nobody named Dixon want to leave the house. Okay.
The one time I want to leave the house and y'all blocking me because you got basketball practice and you worried about getting robbed.
Yeah, I remember when one of these kids, maybe it was Adore, she was like heavy into, it must have been lacrosse. We couldn't go somewhere because she had these stupid games. I was like, yeah, you ain't going to the game.
Right.
Like, game is canceled. And games end up being canceled.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, thank God, because I was like, you're not holding me hostage
right.
for these stupid high school games.
I know.
Okay. So we cannot, and I've been there recently, we cannot go back to Dubai.
Oh, why?
Swearing in public is completely prohibited.
I'll be in jail.
With the use of the F word being a crime. If you say in the Bahamas, no, Dubai, you're going to jail.
Oh, no.
As
Lock
it
me
disgraces
up now.
The honor of the modesty of a person. Swearing is punishable by up to a year in prison and a fine of $2,700.
Lock me up now. Oh my gosh. Earlier,
can you believe it?
No.
What if I'm just walking down the street and we talking and
right.
in my story, I drop an F-bomb.
Right.
I'm going to jail?
Yes. Or if you're walking down the street and you drop something, you're like,
Or like you driving down the street, you got the windows rolled down, somebody cut you off, you like,
right.
You going to jail?
Maybe this only applies to citizens. You can't, like, come on, they got
no,
they have to make an excuse for dirty Americans. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
Like,
you're the dirty American. I'm actually the clean one. But I think that they
dirty mouth American.
Okay. Part of me is not mad at it because it's like, you know, we need some rules and regulations.
Yes. It's nice to have standards.
Yes.
Something we don't have in the U.S. today.
But a part of me is like, take it easy.
Yes.
Yes. Speaking of standards, you know that man can't pay his $430 million bill, right? Y'all know what man I'm talking about.
Are we surprised? Are we surprised?
No. And so then I heard he has $50 million. I don't even believe he has 50.
Right.
And so he was bragging about his $50 million. But sir, you owe $430.
Right. And you're a billionaire, and supposedly, in quotes. You're a quote unquote billionaire.
And the billionaire said, so he's trying to borrow money. Okay. Y'all know who we talk about. He was selling gold shoes a couple of weeks ago. And apparently that didn't do well. He can't pay his bill. There's no one that he can find money to borrow from that will allow, you know, like no institution.
I think the rules prevent that from happening. If he wasn't running for president,
right,
then yeah, maybe he could borrow money. But I think because there's all these rules associated to election, you know, policies and stuff,
yeah,
financial election policies, like he can't legally borrow money.
No. He called Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett said, beat it.
Did he really?
I don't know.
He called
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos said, beat it.
Okay.
He even made amends with Elon Musk.
Right.
And Musk said, get out of here.
Beat it.
Beat it. Beat it. You bum.
Beat it. Elon Musk said, beat it to Don Lemon as well.
What the hell? He didn't kick Lemon off of X to Twitter.
Right.
Did they finish the interview?
I think they did.
Okay, so Don Lemon and Elon Musk had an interview.
Yes.
Somewhere in the interview, who was interviewing who?
Don Lemon has a new show.
The
Don Lemon Show, which was supposed to be on X.
Oh, the X has a video component?
I guess so. I guess they have some sort
of... They were debuting on X. Okay.
Yes. Yes, his show was... He had a deal with X.
Okay.
To do a show, the Don Lemon Show. And his first interview was with Elon Musk.
Love that.
And
that went left.
Yeah.
What was the question that made it go left? Because I didn't see it.
I don't really know, but I saw where Elon Musk was like, yeah, he was just like another CNN.
Well, he was on CNN for like 20 years, right?
Right. Like, what did you expect?
What did you expect, sir?
Right.
And like, because like I'm sure Don Lemon is asking him like the real hard questions.
Yeah, he didn't like that. He didn't like the questions. So I don't know like what particular question it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ended his deal.
You said that they are killing the company, but you're the head of the company. The buck doesn't stop with you?
I acquired X in order to preserve freedom of speech in America, the First Amendment. And I'm going to stick to that.
Why would that question upset you? You seem upset by it, are you?
I think you're...
And I'm not trying to upset you.
You are upsetting me because the way you're phrasing the questions, I think, is not cogent.
But Don Lemon still, like, showed the interview on X, but now he can show it on, like, other platforms, like YouTube and...
Oh, really?
Wherever else. So I think, you know, I'm sure he'll continue on with the show.
Yeah.
But maybe he just... Maybe he's going to try to get a deal elsewhere. But yeah, so Elon Musk didn't like the questions that... Don Lemon asked him.
Don't do an interview.
And ended his deal.
Don't do an interview.
Am I right, Carly? Did you fact check me?
Yeah, Carly will be fact checking because I'll be saying crazy things.
So there's an app, an XTV
app. Oh, app. Okay.
So X is trying to compete with YouTube. So this was a great, you know, show to pick up. Don Lemon Show, a newsworthy interview style show. But Elon Musk can't handle the questioning.
Do you think he asked him about like his what do you call it?
His hair plugs?
His hair plugs. You think he asked him about that?
No.
No? He should have,
right.
Do you think he asked him about his nose job?
No.
Or his chin implant? He didn't ask him about any of those things?
I don't think so.
I'm never getting a Tesla in my life. Okay, moving on. So Ariana Grande got divorced. She's been married to this dude for 3 years. Yeah. This was intriguing to me. She got paid this dude $1.2
million. She has a new album out, by the way, right?
Yeah, I think that's why she got divorced, so that she can promote her album. I'm joking. That's a joke.
Okay.
She has to pay this dude $1.25 million.
Right. After marrying him for 3 years.
3 years. Let's do the math. What's that a year?
$500,000.
That's $500,000 a year?
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
But that's probably a drop in the bucket compared to her worth.
Of course. But why does she have to pay him? It's a three-year relationship or marriage. He is quite capable of getting a job.
Right.
She doesn't have to like, what do you call it? Your standard of living?
Yes.
His standard of living up. It's a 3-year marriage. What kind of standard of living did you have for 3 years?
But that's probably, okay, so his argument is probably, you know, I switched my life up for you to live with you and to cater to you. And, you know, whatever I had going on in my life, I stopped it to be your husband.
Right.
And I got used to the standard of living.
Yes.
And yeah, you need to pay me. 500. I'm telling you, that's a drop in the bucket for her. That's nothing.
You think she wrote one check or she's going to write three?
She wrote one check and said, beat it. Don't ever speak to me ever again.
Everybody's getting the beat.
You peasant. Go back to living your peasant life with your $1.5 million.
Wait. What was this dude doing? Do we know anything about this dude?
I don't know. I have no
Robin
idea.
Robin has put him in the peasant category, okay? This man just became a peasant.
He's a peasant compared to Ariana.
True. Well, right? Okay, financially.
We are peasants compared financially to Ariana.
We're not peasants, but financially, yes, in the comparison. Now, speaking of wanting money, I was hurt by this. Kobe's parents are selling the freaking ring on auction.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he gifted, Kobe Bryant gifted his parents one of his championship rings.
Yes.
And his parents are auctioning it off.
Yeah. He gave it to his dad.
Which is really sad. It kind of tells you like a few things.
Okay. What? Well, number one.
One, Kobe must not have left his parents any money. Right?
Well, okay. Okay. In defense of Kobe, I'm sure Kobe's a young guy when he passed away. I'm sure he by no means thought
that he would
that he would pass away when he did.
Correct.
And I'm sure he didn't have anything set up for his parents. No, probably not. Okay. And I would say that's normal. That's a normal thing.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking like for me, it's like,
okay.
My husband, my kids, and then my parents, if my husband and my kids aren't around.
But you know Kobe was actually younger than you when he died. So I'm sure he's not thinking. Vanessa, on the other hand.
Yeah.
You know, she was tired of them trashing her and calling her all kinds of names.
Right.
I can only imagine
they
the
didn't have a good relationship.
And so she's like, feed you beans.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm not. Okay. We love Vanessa. She's a sweet lady. I don't know anything about this lady. Didn't they say feed you beans back in the day?
I guess so. I've never heard that before.
I think my brother used to say it all the time. Feed you beans. Like when I used to get on his nerves. Giselle, feed you beans. Y'all never heard of that before?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Vanessa said kick rocks. We've heard that.
Yeah. I'm
And yes, you're right. Like, what? I wonder what his dad was in the military, right?
No, his dad was an NBA player.
What?
But back then, they didn't make that much money.
Oh.
His dad played, or overseas. No. I think his dad played overseas in Europe.
Like, okay.
That's why Kobe was so fluent in like Spanish or Italian or whatever. Because his father played professionally overseas. Back then, they didn't make that much money.
Damn.
But because he didn't have a great relationship with them.
No.
Where he was, you know, giving them a monthly allowance.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have a great relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. Just in general, just to even hear of like families that in that situation, like Kobe did not have a good relationship with his parents.
Yeah.
That's sad, period.
Right. I would have rather his dad gone to Vanessa and say, hey, we want to sell this to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Can we sell it to you?
Right.
And in that way she could have, because that's probably the only one she doesn't have.
Yeah.
She could have all of his championship rings to give to her kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And if I'm Vanessa, I'm finding it and I'm buying it.
Right.
Because, you know, you want them all.
Yeah.
Huh. I was a little disturbed by that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, Grace is going to go out and sell my reasonably shady sweatshirts one day, and it's going to be a situation. It's going to be a fight.
Reasonably shady sweatshirts.
All right, we got to get out of here, guys. We want you to know that we love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.